الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another wonderful episode on the Silsila, where we discuss stories and parables of the glorious Quran, but we emphasize on the lessons that we must learn and apply in our lives. In the very beginning, I will encourage you, the dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, myself included, to make good intentions. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, don't delay. Make as many good intentions today to get maximum rewards, inshallah azza wa jal. Make the good intentions that I will listen to this silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I learn, I will try my best to practice upon it and to teach others as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. If you can think of any other good intentions, then make it now to get more rewards. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are countless of benefits and blessings for the fortunate believers, for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood e pak, salawat and salutations upon our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the famous book At-Tafsir al-Kabir, written by the giant scholar of Islam Sayyiduna Imam Fakhruddin Razi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hadi. Listen carefully, he says that on the day of judgment, when a Muslim's deeds will be weighed, we all know this, and each person, their deeds, the good deeds and the bad deeds, will be put on the mizan. Mizan is the scale in the hereafter. And the good deeds, the bad deeds will be weighed. Whichever side is heavier will determine where this person will go. If the side of the evil deeds, the gunas are more, that person will end up in Jahannam. May Allah protect us. If that person's good deeds are heavier, then that person, inshallah ta'ala, will enter into paradise, into Jannah. And we know that the mizan, the scale of the hereafter, is not like the scale of this dunya. Here when you weigh something, the heavier part goes down, and the lighter part, of course, goes higher. But that mizan, that scale, is unique, that actually the heavier will rise and the lighter will come down. Therefore, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Shaykh Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says, on the day of judgment, when a Muslim's deeds will be weighed and it will be found that his good deeds are lighter, are less, then all of a sudden the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he will appear and he will take out a piece of paper. He will take out a piece of paper and put it on the side of the good deeds. And this will cause the good deeds to become heavier. Just a piece of paper, Allahu Akbar. And the person, the Muslim, whose deeds are being weighed, will ask and will say, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. How handsome you are, how graceful you are. Please do tell me, who are you? And then Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will reply, I am your Nabi, I am your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is your durood, your salat that you had recited upon me. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't know, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, perhaps we will be in that situation where we will need assistance on the day of judgment. We will need assistance at the mizan. And who knows, and if we recite abundant amounts of durood e pak and salawat here in this dunya, whilst we are living, that will benefit us in this world, in the grave and the hereafter, inshallah ta'ala. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, in today's episode of this beautiful silsila, we are going to discuss how thousands of human beings were turned into monkeys, into apes. Before we get to that incident, it is reported that Allah Azza wa Jalla sent a wahi, a revelation to Nabi Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam. He was one of the prophets of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Nabi Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam. And this revelation, it mentioned that 100,000 people of his nation, of his qawm, will be destroyed by some kind of punishment. And out of these 100,000 people, 40,000 of them are pious people. And the remainder of the 60,000 are the evil and the wicked ones. Sayyidina Nabi Yusha bin Nun, ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, humbly asked that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I know the wicked ones, the evil ones, they deserve the punishment. But what about the pious ones? Why are they also being destroyed? And the reply came, because these pious people, these virtuous people, they also join the company of the wicked ones in eating, in drinking. They see, they witness the evils in their speech or in their action. They see it. They keep quiet. They have no shame. They don't prevent it. They don't prohibit it. They don't stop it. They see all of this in front of them. They see all of this disobedience of mine. And yet they don't do anything about it. They don't say anything about it. And therefore, they included the pious ones will also be destroyed. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we see a lot of evils around us. If you look at our home, our family members, our children, our friends, we hear them. We see them doing things that are wrong, which are against Islam, against the Sharia, against the values and the principles of Islam. We have the ability in most cases to speak out, at least to speak out against it. We have the ability to stop it even. But do we do this? Or do we turn a blind eye that it's none of my business? If you are the leader of your family, you have this responsibility. Each of you is a shepherd unto your flock. As the man of the house, as the husband or the father of the house, it is your responsibility, being the shepherd, to ensure that your flock is safe from the attacks of the wolves. And the wolves are Shaitan, Iblis, the cursed one, and all those who work under him, who work for him, amongst the human beings and the jinn. So it's up to us. If we want our flock to remain safe, then we need to protect them. Otherwise, there is trouble for us. And we will be accountable for this on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that 70,000 people from the nation, from the qawm of Nabi Dawood ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, they used to live in a seaside village of Ilah near Uqba. And they lived a very prosperous life. Allah Azza wa Jal prohibited them from fishing on the day of Saturday, the Sabbath. Yawm al-Sabbath, Allah Azza wa Jal prevented them and prohibited them. They were fishermen, they used to fish. But besides all the other days, this was the day that Allah Azza wa Jal tested them and told them, instructed them and ordered them not to fish on the day of Sabbath, the day Saturday. Allah Azza wa Jal tested their iman, their faith, by making plenty of fish available on Saturday, the day that he prohibited them from fishing, and made fish less to be found on the other days. So they were tested, the iman, their faith was tested. But they had succumbed to the whispers of Shaitan, the wasawis, the evil whispers of Shaitan. They had obeyed this rather than obeying Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So what did they do? They devised a plan, such a plan that they had dug drains and canals from the sea into the land. And this resulted in ponds, being formed on the land via these canals from the ocean, from the sea. And Satan, Shaitan, the cursed one, the humiliated one, he further misguided them. And he gave them the evil idea that on Sabbath, on the Saturday, when the fish, they pour, because Allah Azawajal, as you mentioned, had made fish more available in abundance on the Saturday as compared to the other days. So Shaitan encouraged these wicked people that dig these drains, these canals, and on Saturday, the Sabbath, when the fish enter, then close it. Capture them the next day. Close this canal, then all the fish come in, into the ponds, close the canal, and leave it there for the next day. Look at the plan that they had made. So you will be actually hunting these fish, fishing on the next day, and not on the day of Saturday. So they liked the satanic idea. But they did not realize that by doing such a thing, they were actually capturing the fish on the Saturday. Therefore, capturing the fish turned out to be on the Saturday, which Allah Azza wa Jal prohibited them to do. On this occasion, these people, they were divided into three categories, three groups. The first group, they were not happy with this idea. They said, we will obey the command of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and no matter what, we will not fish on a Saturday, directly or indirectly. And they showed anger and hatred to those who devised this plan and were happy with this plan. There was another group of people. They also disliked this. And they hated this idea. But they remained silent. They did not restrain or reproach or scold the people who had come up with this idea. Instead, they said to those who were stopping them that, why do you advise these people that Allah Azza wa Jal is about to destroy or will inflict them with some punishment? Why do you advise them? And then there was a third category. And these were the disobedient ones. They were the ones who went clearly against the command of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal by following the evil temptations and whispers of Shaitan, the cursed one, by fishing. In this way, on a Saturday, they ate this fish, they sold this fish, and they were happy about it. When these disobedient people continued in this evil act, despite being forbidden by Allah Azza wa Jal, despite being told by the other people of their own nation, their own brethren, their own families, don't do this, when they continued, then those who were advising them, please stop this. This is clear disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. They got fed up. They got angry. That these people, they are disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't want to stop. When the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, it descends, we too may get caught up in that. So what they did, they intended to separate themselves from those who are disobedient. And they erected a wall. They built a wall. And on one side of the wall, all those who were obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and did not fish on the Saturday, they stayed there. And the ones who did fish and were happy with the idea and continued in this disobedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, they stayed on the other side of the wall. So this village was now separated. By this wall, it had its own separate entrances as well and exits. Nabi Dawood ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was very upset and he cursed those people who disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal. Those people who fished on the Saturday, especially in this manner, he cursed them. Therefore, the next day, what happens? Allahu Akbar. Those who are disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and who fished on the Saturday and they continued fishing on the Saturday with all the different trickery and ideas, the next day they did not come out from their houses. Now remember that wall is separating the two, the village in half. On one side, the pious people, those who are obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, and on the other side, those who are not obedient to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So the disobedient ones, on the following day, they don't exit their homes. They don't come out of their houses. And now people are worried and thinking, where are they going to? Why are they not coming out? So some of the people, they climb this wall to see what is happening, to see where are these people gone to, what are they doing? And what do you think they saw? They saw that those human beings, those who were disobedient to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, these people have been transformed. Their bodies have become deformed and they have changed into monkeys. They have changed into apes. Allahu Akbar. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Think about it, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. These people, due to their disobedience, they were changed into animals, into apes, into monkeys. And when their own family members, amongst those who were obedient to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, they were still human beings. But those who were disobedient, they changed into monkeys, and their family members who were still humans, when they entered into the houses of their fellow family members who had changed into monkeys, they could not recognize them. But those apes recognized their family members, and they came towards them. They used to sniff their clothing, and they would cry bitterly, because they knew they had done wrong. What happens next? These apes, these thousands of them, for 3 days, they are not able to eat anything. They are not able to drink anything. And they die out of starvation and thirst. Those people who discouraged them from fishing, they remain safe from this destruction. And the correct saying is that Allah Azza wa Jal also save those who remain silent on this issue. The glorious Quran actually describes this incident in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 65. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And you certainly know of those amongst you who transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath, the Saturday. We therefore said to them, كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Become monkeys, become apes, despised, disgraced. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has also mentioned this incident a little bit more in detail in Surah Al-A'raf, translation from Kanzul Iman. And ask them of the township that was by the sea, when they used to exceed in the matter of the Sabbath, the Saturday, when their fish used to come swimming atop of the water in front of them on the day of the Sabbath, and it would not come on the other days. This is how we used to test them, due to their disobedience. And when a group of them said, why do you preach to a people whom Allah Azza wa Jal is going to destroy or give them a severe punishment? They said, to have an excuse before your Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal, and that perhaps they may fear, they may take a lesson. And when they forgot the advices that they have been given, we rescued those who forbade the evil and seized the unjust with a severe punishment, the recompense of their disobedience. Consequently, when they rebelled against the command to stay away, to refrain, we said to them, become apes, become monkeys, humiliated and despised. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed the disobedience of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is something which is very severe, something that we must never ever take lightly. For if we do, we will put ourselves and our family members in problems in this world, the grave and the hereafter. And it is our duty, as I mentioned earlier, that we are shepherds of these flocks, our family members, our children, our kids. We need to look after them. Otherwise, the wolves are out there to snatch the most prized possession, the greatest treasure, that is Iman. Your greatest asset is your Iman. And Shaitan, the humiliated and disgraced, the thief, is waiting to snatch this Iman. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect our Iman. One beautiful way of the protection of Iman and the Iman of our children and family is to associate with the global Madani movement of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami is there to teach us, to encourage us towards goodness, towards obedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, towards practicing the Sunnah in our lives with good intentions. And it is our duty to look after ourselves, to save ourselves and our family members. The glorious Quran is mentioned in Surah At-Tahrim, verse 6. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahliikum nara wa ahliikum nara wa quduha an-nas wal hijarah.
Translation from Ghanzun Iman. O people who believe, save yourselves and your families from the fire, whose fuel are men and stones. Commenting on this glorious verse of the Quran, Sayyid Muhammad Naeemuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned in Tafsir Khazainul Irfan that, O people who believe, save yourselves and your families from the fire, the fuel of which is men and stones. How do you save yourself? By obeying Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By establishing your five daily salahs, so important. By refraining from sins. One is to do good deeds and also to refrain from doing gunas and sins. He further says, and to also teach your family members, ilm-e-deen, knowledge of Islam. We teach them and we encourage them to learn so many other things, so many different sciences, so that they get their degree or PhD or master's or whatever it is. What about the basics of their deen? To know right from wrong, halal from haram, what is good for me as a Muslim and what is not, what I'm supposed to do, the do's and the don'ts of the deen. Do they know this? We are accountable as elders, as seniors, as fathers, as the shepherds of our flock. We are responsible to train them and to teach them and to call them also towards goodness. But if we ourselves don't know, how are we going to teach them? If we ourselves don't practice what we preach, how will we teach them? Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, those people who disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, ultimately, they are wiped out from the surface of this earth and they are despised. So many other lessons we can take from this. So many advices that every Muslim can derive from this people of Ilah. May the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal be included in our hearts. And that fear can only be attained if we truly learn our deen, know our deen, practice our deen with the right intentions, with good intentions, practice it correctly. This is also so important, my dear viewers and listeners. That ulama ikram have mentioned, an ibadah, any worship that we are doing as a believer, as a Muslim, it must be done in its correct manner. Take for example, if we're reading salah, the postures, when you are in ruku, in sujood, the qiraat, the tilawat, we have to recite Quran. Is my Quran up to scratch? Do I know my tajweed and my kharij, the basics? So that I'm reading the proper Qur'an in my salah. And this qiraat, this tilawat of the Qur'an in salah, is also one of the fard acts of salah. Salah itself is fard, compulsory, obligatory. And within it, one of the obligatory acts is qiraat. What is the condition of my qiraat? It's not too late if we don't know tajweed or makharij. There's still time. As long as if you're looking at this, you're listening to this, you're alive, we have ability and there's a chance. And Dawat Islami has made it so easy for us that wherever you are, wherever there's a Madani Markaz of Dawood Islami, you would surely find a Madrasatul Madina Balighan or Balighat. That is, specialized madrasas for grown-ups, men and women separately. And here you can learn from Alif Bata, from the beginning, to rectify our pronunciations. This is so important. And even if you don't find the Madrasatul Madina of Dawood Islami near you, then Dawood Islami has created the facility of the online services. Online, you can learn your madrasa. Just log on to dawoodislami.net and you will see so many options there. You can download so many books as well and booklets of Amir Ahl-Sunnah, of Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, to empower yourself, my dear viewers and listeners. There's another narration which comes to mind that Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, on the day of judgment, some people of this ummah, they will be resurrected with the faces of apes, of monkeys and pigs, because they kept the company of those who are disobedient, and they did not prevent them from their sins, although they had the ability and the power to do so. Allama Abdul Wahhab Sha'arani rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says, I say, if this is the consequence of those who only keep the company of the disobedient ones, although themselves are not ignorant, are not disobedient, and are not involved in sins, then what will be the end, what will be the consequence of those who are disobedient, of those whose organs don't refrain from sinning? We beg Allah for His mercy. May Allah protect us and our families. We don't know our end. How we will pass away, we don't know. But we make this dua. And Ya Allah, protect our iman. And grant us a good shaheed death whilst we are fasting in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus in the neighborhood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.